A Movement to Travel with Dignity Taking Shape in New York State. By Jeremy Willinger. Discovering new settings and living life outside our bubble through travel is perhaps one of the most rewarding opportunities one can have on this planet. A necessary aspect of human nature also occurs when we look to find the nearest bathroom, water closet, baño, or lavatory. But what if you are a person with a disability, a veteran, or senior citizen who uses a wheelchair? This recurring, daily visit presents a unique challenge because there is no easy way to change an adult diaper. A new piece of common sense legislation could eliminate that concern and make travel more dignified for this growing cohort of New Yorkers. The Traveling with Dignity Act was inspired by the lived experiences of persons supported at CP Unlimited being unable to make it to rallies at the state capitol to lobby for more government support for disability services due to inaccessible travel logistics. The bill will mandate height-adjustable adult changing tables in public venues across the state with capacities above 2,500 and at public rest stops with full rollout by 2030. The result? A more accessible state for millions of our fellow neighbors like Betty Williams. Williams, a person with a disability who uses a wheelchair for transportation, said, "I get changed every 2 hours and if I don't get changed, I have to go home. And then I miss that part of the program." While this is not a new idea if enacted, New York would be the sixth state to pass similar legislation. It is a breakthrough that, through a simple addition to existing spaces, deepens our collective commitment and expression of inclusivity and equality. The height-adjustable feature is also critical, said advocate Jacqueline Scali, co-founder of Changing Spaces Campaign's New York State chapter, because it makes it incredibly easy and safe to transfer people onto the table. "Our son will be able to use a height-adjustable table at the age of 9 and when he is 49. The bill has attracted a bipartisan array of supporters since its introduction. People with differing abilities should be able to participate in the same activities, day trips, and excursions that are available to everybody, and the best way to effectuate this is to provide as many adult-changing areas and disability-friendly rest areas as possible," proclaimed Senator Peter Harkham, District 40, when he announced the act. The 2023 to 2027 New York State Plan on the Aging reports that the state currently ranks fourth in the nation in the number of older adults, with that population set to increase. New York is also home to the fifth largest veteran population in the country, with more than half over the age of 65, reports the Office for the Aging. Beyond just people with disabilities, the Traveling with Dignity Act is a workable addition for groups that need adult changing tables now and who will only command a greater share of residents in the future. As Betty Williams clearly explained, "We really need this bill for everybody." Jeremy Willinger is the Chief Communications Officer at Constructive Partnerships Unlimited and a freelance writer who enjoys cycling, travel, and seeing live music in his spare time.